Sankirtana and Vida Sankirtana. So Nam Sankirtana means the chanting of the holy names. Govind, Jai Jai Gopa, Yashoda Nandana Krishna, Yashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara, all these kirtans, they're composed of different names of Krishna, so it's called Nam Sankirtan. Then there's Rupa Sankirtan. Rupa Sankirtan is the kirtan which is not composed of Krishna's names, but describes the beauty of his rupa, his form. What is that kirtan? Saki,
Madhurastika.
No, the Madhurastika also includes Gun Kirtan. But it is the Saki, Ekbar, Krishna Ekbar Darashane. Krishna Darashane Ekbar. Oh, my dear friend, if you have seen the beauty of Krishna only once, then your life is successful. This kirtan is
like
Bandhu Sanghi
too.
Huh? Bandhu Sanghi
in the same way?
No, it's not Bandhu Sanghi. Oh. But I do remember it's on the same page. Oh. But it's on the next page from Bandhu Sanghi. Let me see. The example of Bhagya Hai Ache Eko Bar Vikasi arinayan kare Krishna darasan chari jiva chite ravika. Yeah, Janamala Sabhavata. 63. Janama Sabhavata, Krishna darasan bhagi haya chekoba vikasi arinayan kare Krishna darasan. O Saki, your birth is successful if you will have the darshan of Krishna only once. And so then it begins to describe Tribanga Bangima Rupa, how he's standing, Bangsi Dari Aparupa, how he holds the flute, how his complexion, Varnanava Jaladari, is like a fresh rain cloud, Sirishika Pichavara, he has the peacock feather in his hair, Alaka Tilaka Shogupai, he's wearing beautiful tilak, Paridana Pita Vas, a yellow shawl over his chest, Madre Madura Has, how he's laughing, Indra Nilajini, his form is like a sapphire from the heavenly planets, standing Hariya Kadamba Mula beneath the Kadamba tree, and so on. So this Shuddhamai Sei Rupa Madhuri, the sweetness of his form is flowing like a river of nectar. And when it enters my eyes, I fall unconscious and I'm washed away in a current of praying. This is called a Rupa Kirtan, okay? You get the idea? Okay, so... So there's Nam Kirtan?
Difference between Sankirtan.
Kirtan means chanting. Sankirtan implies two things. One, some means together with other people. Or, you can do Sankirtan by yourself. In that case, the word, this prefix sam, means Sarvato Bhavain Kirtan. The chanting of the name, which is performed with Sambandha Gyan, knowing what your relationship with the name is. And, under the guidance of a pure Vaishnav, and giving up all anartas and giving up 10 namaparads, then that is called Sankirtan or Sarvato Bhavain Kirtan, the full manifestation of Kirtan or the complete Kirtan. And that you can do even by yourself, just chanting Japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It can also be Sankirtan if it fulfills all of those requirements. You see? Otherwise, Sankirtan can mean congregational chanting. What's the difference between Kirtan and Smaran? He said, Ostaspanna Matrena Kirtanam Bhavati. If you're remembering a mantra, but your lips and tongue are moving, then it's called Kirtan. So if there are three types of japa. One is called Vachik Japa. If you're chanting audibly and others can hear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's called Vachik Japa, or audible, spoken japa. And then there's Upamsu Japa, means chanting very softly. Others can't hear, they just hear. But you can hear clearly because the sound is inside your head. So that's called Upamsu Japa. And then there's Manasik Japa, chanting in your mind. Lips are not moving. Now of these three types of japa, the Vachik, the verbal japa, and Upamsu, very softly whispered japa, they're both part of Kirtan. Why? Because they fulfill the requirement, the definition of Kirtan, Ostaspandana Matrena Kirtanam Bhavati. If your lips are moving, it's Kirtan. But the japa of the mantra, where your lips are not moving and it's in the mind, manasik, it's no longer kirtan. Now it's in the category of smaran, remembrance. It's actually a meditation. And because in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is kirtan, chanting japa in the mind will not be powerful enough to purify the sadhak. Because he's not doing the Yuga Dharma. Smaran was a Yuga Dharma in Satyayuga. And it's definitely not Satyayuga right now. And we're definitely not so qualified as the personalities who lived at that time. And our lifespan is about 100 times shorter.
So we're not 12 feet tall.
Yeah. So, if you want to be purified, we should actually audibly say the mantra, either out loud or at least softly, that we can hear it. Okay? So, we have Nam-Kirtan, Guna-Kirtan, then the next one, Rupa-Kirtan, the next one is called Gun-Kirtan. Guna Kirtan means the kirtan that describes Krishna's various qualities. Like how he's so merciful, how he's so eloquent, how he's so tricky, and so on. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written some Guna Kirtans in his, in which book? In one of his sang books, I think it's in Gitavali. He has given examples of Nam Kirtan, Rup Kirtan, and then Gun Kirtan. And finally, the fourth type of kirtan is called Leela Kirtan, where the kirtan itself actually describes in detail, step by step, of a leela. So this is really wonderful, because you can really become absorbed in the leela if you're singing it. Sing each line, sing it very slowly, sing each line twice. And so it's very easy to, through kirtan, meditate on the pastime. Because it's said that smaran is a quite difficult stage to attain. But kirtana prabhave smarana hoibe, through the medium of kirtan, then remembrance of lila can easily be achieved. So here, in the kirtan that we're singing today, before we sing part two, this is no translation. I just want to set the scene for when we sing part two. Here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Bharaja Bipine. Bipin means forest groves. Braj, so, but in the forest groves of Braja, Jamuna Kule, upon the banks of the Jamuna River, Mancha Manohara Shobhita Phule, there is a mancha. A mancha is like a raised platform in the forest, generally manifest by Yoga Maya, a kind of raised platform, usually covered in beautiful jewels. And it's also Shobhita Phula, it's decorated by beautiful flowers. Vanaspati Lata Tushaye Anki Tadapori Kata Dakaye Paki. It's springtime and all the creepers are growing over the trees and they've all burst into blossom. And Tadapori, upon those lattas, upon those creepers, Dakaye Paki. There are so many birds, different types of birds, like male and female parrots, Supansari, and cuckoo birds, pika birds. Pika birds say, pika, pika. P means they're priya, my beloved, and kaha means where. So these birds are in the forest, so they're coming, where's my beloved, where's my beloved? So, you can meditate on this wonderful scene. Malaya anila bohari dire. There is a fragrance, there is a breeze, a very gentle breeze. Anila means the breeze. And it's moving, dhire, very slowly. And this is not an ordinary breeze. This is at the Malaya Samir. It means it's coming from South India. And in South India, there are the Malaya Hills, which are famous for entire forests of chandan. So when the breeze blows from the south through the forest of Chandan, when it reaches Vrindavan, it's a very slow, gentle breeze which is carrying the fragrance of the sandalwood trees, which is both fragrant and also cooling. So this is a very beautiful breeze. Alikula madulobati fire. And bumblebees are moving here and there, overwhelmed with greed to taste the honey of the flowers. And center is at the comedy. The moon is shining in the sky and causing the comedy, the night blooming lotuses, to open. Aimata Samae means at such a remarkable and attractive time as this. Aimata Samae. Rasika Bara, the best of the relishes of rasa. Rasika Bara, that's the name of Krishna. The best of the rasik. Arambela Rasa, Murali Dhara. Arambela Rasa means that most rasik of persons, Arambela began. He started the Rasalila. Murali Dara, and he's playing upon his lute. Shatakoti Gopi Madhiti Hari. Hari Krishna was in the midst of Shatakopi Koti. Shata means 100, and Koti means 10 million. So 100 times 10 million is 1,000 million gopis were there. And he was in the middle. And Radha Sahanachi Anandakari. Krishna began to dance with Radhika in Ananda, in great joy. At that time, Madhava Mohini Gaya Gita, Radhika herself began to sing. And her song was so beautiful, Harila Sagala Jagata Chita, her singing stole the consciousness of the entire universe. Stavara Jangama Mohila Sati, every living entity moving and non-moving, became senseless. That means the moving living entities, like the birds in the trees, went into trance. And even the trees themselves went into trance. Even the creepers and flowers, every last living entity, moving and non-moving, of the forest of Vrindavan, was just completely stunned by the beautiful singing of Radhika. Hariola Chandravali Ramati, and especially Chandravali, knowing that she could not sing as wonderfully as Radhika, her mind was also stolen. Matiya Baraja Kishoraman Arin Antarita Hoy Radha Takon. So once Radhika had begun to sing and completely enchanted the minds of everyone, especially Krishna, and established herself as the most love-laden, rasa-laden, the milk maiden of the forest of Vrindavan, immediately then she disappeared and she left. She didn't want to just leave. First she wanted to show everyone, especially Krishna, how good she was, and then leave. Because Krishna, he began to dance with Radhika, but he was actually dancing with everyone. So then Radharani, she sang in her most beautiful way, just to say, I'm Radhika. And then she left at once. And the moment here, it says Radha Dakon, the very moment that Radhika disappeared, Matiya Baraja Kishoraman, the mind of Braja Kishore Shri Krishna, was Matiya. Matiya means churning. Just like you have milk, and you churn it to make butter, so it was as, and you have to, it disturbs the milk so much. The churning disturbs the milk until it turns into butter. So in the same way, Shri Krishna's mind was so disturbed by the disappearance of Radhika, it was as if someone was churning his mind. Then he said, Bhakti Vinod Paramada Gane Rasa Vangla Aji Radha Behane. Because Radhika has disappeared, and he used the word Aji. Aji means today, right now. In order to bring the kirtaniyas into the moment. The Sangha is not saying that once upon a time, you know, very far away, thousands of years ago, Radha and Krishna. He's saying, today, Radhika just disappeared, hey everyone, Radhika just disappeared, Aji, right now. What will happen to Krishna now? Rasa Bangala, the whole Rasa Lila stopped because everyone was dancing. Can you imagine? The millions of ankle bells ringing as all the gopis are dancing in a circle. The sounds of their bangles jingling together, and all are singing and playing musical instruments. So it was a tremendous symphony of all these instruments and voices. But the moment that Krishna noticed that Radhika had left, he said, Rasa Bangala, the whole festival stopped.
So,
completely came to a halt. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing here in a state of pramad, completely pramad, in a state of kind of beside himself with pramad means inattentiveness, means the lack of presence of mind. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing and he's losing his mind at this moment. Radharani has disappeared and Krishna's mind is being churned, and this whole Rasa festival, which all gopis and Krishna have been waiting for so long, and they finally met together in springtime, and the whole thing is ruined because the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaja suddenly disappeared. He can't go on without her. So now that's the end of that song, and now part two comes. What happened next?
This is an example of Leela.
This is Leela Kirtan, yes.
Shatakoti Gopi Madhava Ma Rakite Narila Kari Jata Na Shatakoti Gopi Madhava Ma
completely driven to the point of distraction by this very unfortunate moment of Radhika's disappearing from the rustler and everything grinding to a halt. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sees himself, Gane, in the midst of the group of gopis. What will happen next? Now, Shatakoti Gopi Madhavaman Rakite Narilo Kore Jatan. Jatan means making diligent endeavors, trying very hard. Shatakoti Gopi, thousands and millions of gopis are trying very hard to Rakite, to protect or to calm the mind Madhavaman, the mind of Madhava. They're trying to calm the mind of Shri Krishna. But Rakite Narilokari, they cannot do it. Whatever they do, they're so beautiful. They may sing for him, they may recite poetry for him, they may fan him, massage him, offer him something to drink, something to eat, embrace him, kiss him. Whatever billions of gopis try to do to pacify Krishna, he's not satisfied. So what did Sri Krishna do? He could not even see them. They were present. But in the absence of Radhika, he could not even see the other gopis. So he took his flute and began to play. Venu Gite Dake Radhika Naam. By his flute he began to call the name of Radhika. Esho Esho Radhe Dake Sham. Krishna's calling, Esho Esho Radhe, oh come here, please come back. Radhika, please come back, come back. But he played his flute and there was no reply. So Bhangya Sri Rasamandala Tabe, Sri Krishna, he left the Rasamandala. Why? Radha Anveshane Chalaya Jabe, he went in search of Radhika. And he was walking through the forest of Vrindavan on the bank of Jamuna, searching for Radhika. Sri Krishna thought to himself,
Mamiyam Achalita Bilokya Britam Badu Nichayena Sapradatayamayapi Naparitati Baina Hari Hari Ataratayah Sagata Kupite Eva Mamiyam Chalita Vilokya.
Krishna thought, Hari Hari, oh God, what have I done? I made a big mistake. Sagata Kupiteva, Radhika become Kupita. Radhika became angry, Sagata, and she left this place because I made some offense. I've offended her in some way. So what shall I do now? I don't know. What should I do? And what is she doing right now? The Vedas say, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now one should inquire about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. But Brahma Jigyasa, this samas in Sanskrit, can also have a genitive connection. Meaning, Brahma Jigyasa, now therefore, the inquiry of Brahma. Now therefore, because Radhika has left the Rasa Lila, Brahma, the Supreme Truth, is inquiring. Where is she? Where did she go? What is she doing? Kim karisati? What is Radhika doing now, Krishna thought? Kim karisati? What is she doing? She's probably gone to some secluded kun somewhere and she's probably sitting down with her best friends, Lalita and Vishakha. Kim karisati? Kim vadisati? I wonder what she will be telling to them. She's probably telling
She's probably speaking ill of me. She's probably telling Lalita and Vishakha, that rogue, that rascal, he tells me that I'm his most beloved, but did you see how he was dancing and looking at Chandravali? I don't want to see his black face around here again. Kim Karisati, what is he doing? Kim Vadisati, what is she saying? Sachiram Virahena. And now I'm separated from her. How long will it be before she'll finally cool down and give me a chance to meet with her again? Sachiram Virahena. Kim Danena Janena Kim Mama Jivitena Grihena. Next time I see her, what will she say to me? I doubt whether she'll even speak to me at all. But when I see her, I know what I'll say to her. I'll say, Kim Danena Janena Kim Mama. Oh Radhika, without you, what's the use of all of my cows? You see, in a goat caste, to have a lot of cows, it's kind of important, you know, it's a status symbol. So when I see her next time, I'll say, Kim Danena. Oh Radhika, and my father may have 9 million cows, but what is the use of all my cows? Janena Kim Mama. What is the use of my residence in Braja? Jivitena Grihena. Oh Radhika, without you, even there is no use to my life. So please accept me. So Krishna's thinking, what is she doing? How long will it take before I meet her again? And if I meet her again, will she talk to me or not? And if she doesn't talk to me, what flattering words will I say to try to pacify her? Krishna's thinking. He's thinking of all of these things. Then he thought, Chintayami tadananam kupitam brukopabareena shona padmam evapari brahmatakulam brahmareena. When, as I remember her and think about how angry she must be with me right now, then I think that when her face is angry, she's more beautiful. If I could see her now, it would be more wonderful than when I saw her when I was dancing with her, because she was happy. But when she's angry, oh, how beautiful her face becomes. Just like a golden lotus flower, when it becomes tinged with the reddish pollen, then it becomes more beautiful. So now her golden face, when she's angry, it becomes a little bit red. And if a line of black bumblebees will land upon the lotus flower, then it becomes more exquisite. Just like now, you know, Radharani, she has beautiful bow-shaped eyebrows. But when she's angry with me, she goes like this with her eyebrows. And it's like a swarm of black bumblebees landing on the golden lotus flower. Krishna's thinking, oh, if I could see her right now, how beautiful she would look. Astonishing. Sometimes Krishna deliberately does something wrong just to make her angry so he can see her angry face. So, then Krishna, he was thinking, I'm walking around here, searching, looking inside each kunj on the bank of the Jumuna to see if Radharani is hiding there. But what's the use of my searching here and there in the forests when I've already found her? She's right here in my heart. In other words, she Krishna had an intense spurti, a very intense spurti. And it took him by surprise. He went like a shock that he saw that Radhika was right there in his heart, and he realized, what am I doing wandering here and there? She's here in my heart. But then the next moment, that's Bertie, she smiled at him and disappeared. And he became very sad, and he sat down on the bank of the Jamuna, and he was looking here and there, and there he saw that Radhika was approaching him, and he became so happy And as she approached him, she just, the vision of Radhika just faded and disappeared. And then he saw again Radhika over here. And he got up to approach her, and as he approached her, she disappeared. Then he looked over there and she was over there. And he approached her and she disappeared. And he was wondering. He said, "Oh Srimatiji, what's wrong? Every time when you see me, you run towards me. But I'm seeing you, you're just standing there, you're not coming towards me. But when I run towards you, you disappear." And so, see, Krishna, like a madman, was running in circles in the forest. If anyone was watching him, they'd think he was crazy, because he's just going in circles like this, with his arms out, ready to embrace someone who's not there. Going in circles. He thought, what is this? How strange it is that I'm seeing you outside and I'm also seeing you inside. But at the same time, all my senses are feeling separation from you, and that separation is increasing moment by moment. What kind of bhav is this? It is said that, actually, in regard to this very song, actually this song wasn't written then, but this is a Bengali adaptation of the kirtan of Jayadev Goswami. So once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Rai, "How do you know that Radharani is the most beloved of Krishna out of all the gopis? Is there any evidence?" Ramananda Rai said, "Yes. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is written that Anaya Raditanu Nam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Vihaya Govinda Prito Yad Anayadraha." It means when Radhika disappeared from Rasleela, Krishna went to search for her. And the gopis were looking for Krishna, and when they found Krishna's footprints, they saw another gopi's footprints right next to Krishna's footprints. And seeing this, some gopis said, "This gopi must be the most fortunate gopi. She must have worshipped the Supreme Lord more than any of us, because God has fulfilled her desire, not ours. Because that Govinda, the coward boy Govinda, has stolen her, left, leaving all of us, has stolen her away. And she is enjoying with him all by herself, without any of us being present." So Ramananda Rai said, "This proves that Radharani is more dear than all the other gopis." Then Mahaprabhu said, "This evidence is not foolproof. Because Krishna secretly disappeared with Radhika. And that means that if he went away secretly, it means he did it behind the back of the other gopis. So how do you know that there's not another gopi in that group for whom he has more love, and he didn't want to offend her, so without her seeing he ran off with Radhika?" This is in Ramananda Samvad, chapter 8, Madhyalila, Chaitanya-charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu said, "You have given evidence, but this evidence is not conclusive. Because he could be thinking of another gopi and have attachment for her, and so his little tryst with Radhika, he did in a hidden way, so that she wouldn't be upset with him, so later he could go back and be with her, and would not have to patch up the relationship." So then, Ramananda Rai said, "I understand, this is a very valid point, so I'll give you evidence that proves that Radhika is the most dear to Sri Krishna. What is that evidence? Oh, the evidence of Gita Govinda, which is being described in this song. That Shatakoti Gopi Madhava Man Rakite Narulukorjita. Krishna was surrounded by many gopis and they're all serving him. But even right there and then, in their presence, right in front of them, although Krishna could not even see them because he was thinking of Radhika, he was looking straight through them. Krishna just ignored them, he got up and walked away and left the Rasa Mandal in search of Radhika. So then Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, I accept, that's conclusive proof." So then Roy Ramananda quoted another verse, "Itastatam tastam anusritya Radhikam," that Krishna was wandering here and there alone on the bank of the Jamuna. How? As we are describing here. seeing Radhika sometimes inside, and seeing Radhika outside, in all directions, and chasing after her, wandering around in the circle like a mad person. Srila Gurudev gave an example that, what can we say about the power of Radharani's love? Love, no one can describe it. But, just as, if a tornado comes, a hurricane comes, a hurricane is wind, and you cannot see the wind. You only see the chaos that the wind has on the environment, the way it uproots trees, rips the roofs off houses, causes everything to spin around. So even though you cannot see the wind, you can see the chaos and devastation that it causes. So in the same way, what can we say about Radharani's love? We cannot say anything. We cannot see her love. But we can see the chaos and devastation that it causes of Krishna wandering around in circles in the forest as if under the grip of the hurricane of Radhika's Mahabhav.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So finally, see Krishna, though seeing Radhika inward and outwardly, but all of his senses are dying of thirst and increasing separation from Radhika moment by moment. Krishna called out, and that's the next line of this song. Dekha diya radhe rakaya pran. O Radhika, dekha diya radhe, give me your darshan. Rakaya pran, and save my life. Why is Krishna saying save my life? Because he's feeling as if Kamdev himself, the god of love, Cupid, riding upon his dolphin. Not exactly a dolphin, it's a makara, but the closest thing we know to it is like a dolphin. So Cupid, he rides on a dolphin. And he has a bow. And his arrows are not sharp, they have flowers on the end. But still, they can pierce the heart. So Krishna felt as if he was under the rain of arrows of Cupid. And he was being shot from all directions. His heart was being pierced from all directions, as if the arrows of Cupid, they were coming in the millions and blotting out the sun. So this is actually a metaphor for how much Krishna wants to embrace Radhika. The intensity of his calm. This is why we chant Kam Gayatri. Pushpabhanayati. Don't think that only Krishna is Pushpabhan. Radhika is also Pushpabhan. And sometimes, the Radhika and Krishna, they're pushable, they themselves are both attacked by the arrows of Kamdev. So Krishna's desire to meet with Radhika is so intense that he feels that he's being decimated by a shower of the arrows of Cupid. And he cannot live for another moment. So he called out, Dekha diya radhe, Dekha diya radhe, Rakaya pran. O Radhika, give me your darshan and save my life. Balia. Balia means he spoke. Kandaye, while weeping, tears streaming from his eyes. Kanane, within the forest, Kan. Kan means Krishna. So Balia Kandaye, Kanane Kan. Beautiful poetry. Kana Krishna was weeping in the forest and calling out, O Radhika, give me your darshan and save my life. So at this point in the kirtan, then, one's heart should be melting with intense sympathy for the poor son of Nanda Maharaj. But don't feel too sorry for him. It was really his own fault. Why was he treating Chandravali and others on an equal level to Radhika? So, he kind of asked for it. Just as during Gopi Geet, the gopis are weeping in separation from Krishna, and Krishna is hiding somewhere and watching. This is like Krishna Geet. Because here Krishna is crying and singing, and Radhika is hiding somewhere and watching. And when Krishna's separation came to the highest level, then Radhika suddenly approached him. And catching him by the pitambara, she brought him into one beautiful kunj. Nirjana Kanane means in a very secluded forest grove. Radhare Dhare. In the embrace of Radhika. Milya Paran Judaya Hari. It's beautiful poetry. Milya Paran. Milya means to meet. Paran he means with pran. In other words, he said, give me your darshan and save my pran. And it's as if his pran actually just left. And when Radhika came and embraced him, Milya, he met again with his pran, his life came back. Literally, Radhika brought him back to life. Beautiful. Milya Paran, Judaya Hari. Judaya means recovered or relieved. That Hari, see Krishna, he felt the relief of his pran coming back. He was revived, resuscitated. He came back to life by the embrace of Radhika. So, this is an astonishing moment. Srila Gurudev gave a wonderful explanation of the word parakīya. You know, there are two types of love, swakīya and parakīya. Swakīya means when a hero is married to the heroine, according to the rules and regulations of the scripture, their wedding is performed in the presence of witnesses such as the Brahmin priest, the fire of the fire sacrifice, their parents and the senior and respectable elders of society. So when a couple love each other and their connection has been established by a ceremony in the presence of witnesses, this is called swakīya bhāva, or the married love. Now the parakīya rasa means that when the heroine and the hero, they transgress all the rules and regulations of society, being impelled by the intensity of their love, and meet together outside of wedlock. And the heroine, she may be unmarried, or she may be married. Makes it even more difficult. But both are considered to be illegal from the point of view of the Manu Smriti, the law book of, for society, in Vedic society. So both of these are called parakīya. The unmarried, they are called the kanya, and those who are married are called paroda, paroda bhav, and both of them are included in parakīya bhav. So this is the general meaning of parakīya, that Krishna is meeting with gopis, and it is from the point of view of lila vichar, they are married to others. From the point of view of tattva vichar, of course, they're actually Krishna's own, because they're his energy. They're not the wives of others, really. This is only a play, a drama. So this is one meaning of parakīya. But there's another meaning of parakīya. To understand it, we have to know that there are two types of tattvas. The atma tattva and the para tattva. The atma tattva means that God is atmaram. Atmaram, self-satisfied. Atmaram means self-satisfied. As you know, God is Satchidananda, the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss. So God is self-satisfied. And many people consider that God's got everything, so you don't have to do anything for Him. You just ask Him for things for you and get on with your life. What can you do for God? You know, what do you give the man who's got everything? He's Atmaram, he's completely self-satisfied. So he's Atmaram. He is the Atmaramata Tattva, the truth which is completely self-satisfied. That's fine. It's a perfectly authentic conclusion. But, just as in this world, there are many different planets. There are many planets in this world, not one. So in the spiritual world, there are also many different planets. And these planets also have different dimensions. They're called prakosht, different dimensions, even of the individual planets. So, just because the Supreme Lord is complete, and all possibilities exist within Him, in Golok, there Sri Krishna exists as the Atmaram Tattva. completely self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything. And he does, he's independent to do as he likes. But because the Supreme Truth is inclusive of all possibilities, there is a prakosht, there is a dimension of the spiritual planet of Golok, wherein there is the extreme antithesis of Atmaramata. That is called Pararamata. Pararamata. Atmaramata means you're completely self-satisfied and you don't need anyone else to be happy. And the extreme antithesis of the Atmaramata Tattva is called Pararamata. And that means that you're totally dissatisfied and you cannot find any happiness whatsoever without the help of Para. Para means others. So the Atmaramata and the Pararamata. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teaching is this. Don't go in the direction of the Atmaram Tattva. Psst, come with me, I want to show you something secret. Let's go in the direction of the extreme antithesis of the Atmarama Tattva. That is called the Pararama Tattva. The Pararama Tattva cannot exist or live for a moment. It's completely desperate without the slightest ray of hope of ever being happy or satisfied without the help of someone else, others. So who is the Pararama Tattva? Radha and Krishna, not in Golok, but in Golok Vrindavan. There's a difference between Golok and Goloka Vrindavan. Golok is the outer portion of the planet where there is opulence, and that is called the Bahir Mandal, the outer aspect of the Golok planet. But the inner aspect, the secret confidential aspect of the planet, is called the Antar Mandal, the inner portion of the Golok planet. And that is known variously as Braja, or Gokul, or Goloka Stita Vrindavan. The Vrindavan which exists within the innermost region of the Golok planet. It is the origin of all existence, and Golok is just its opulent aura practically. It is the origin of all existence. The Antar Mandal of Golok, known as Golok Vrindavan, Braja or Gokul. So, in Golok, Krishna is the Atmaram Tattva, but in Braja, Sri Krishna is the Pararamata Tattva, and so is Radhika. So, if you're self-satisfied, and someone else is self-satisfied, when two self-satisfied tattvas meet together, they say hi. You know, it's not a big deal really, because they're both satisfied. But, if the two Pararamata tattvas, on the one hand Radhika, and on the other hand Krishna, the two tattvas who cannot live for a moment without each other, and all their happiness entirely depends on the other one, if those two tattvas meet, then there'll be an intense explosion of rasa, intense explosion of love and ecstasy, of ananda. And so, the rasa that comes from the meeting of the two Pararamata tattvas is called Parakya rasa. This is Gurudev's explanation, profound explanation. I gave first the general explanation of Parakya and Swakya, according to whether you're married or not. This is Gurudev's explanation. That the Parakya rasa means the explosion of ananda that takes place on the meeting of the two Pararamata tattvas, Radha and Krishna. So, in this song, when you sang it, you didn't know what it meant. But if you're singing it and you know what it meant, when you get to this verse, Deka Diya Radhe Rakho Apran Balya Kandaya Kanani Kan, at this point, Krishna is driven to the extreme point of distraction and his prana is practically left. Okay? So he's not the Atmarama Tattva at this point, he's the extreme antithesis of Atmaram, that is the total Pararamata Tattva. And Radhika, from her hiding place, seeing him in that condition, she also can't tolerate to be there anymore. And so the two Pararamata Tattvas rush together and embrace. And that's the next verse. Nirjana Kanane Radhahadari. In a solitary kunj, in the embrace of the arms of Radhika, Milya Pran, Krishna became reunited with his own pran, which from one point of view could be his life hair, and from the other point of view, his pran is Radhika. Because they call each other Pran Priyatam, Prananath. Like Radhika in the last verse of Shikshastikam. aslishya va padataram panastumam adarshanam mama hatam karotu va yatatata va vidadatu lampato mat prananatastu saivanat prana. This is the meaning of pranana. So that those who are prans of each other, they met together, Judaya Hari, and Hari felt relief. What did he feel? He felt the explosion of Parakya Rasa. So when one sings this kirtan with a meditation, understanding what it means, then the devotee singing this kirtan, he should be experiencing some of this. So then very beautifully, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, at that moment, Krishna was overwhelmed with ecstasy. And then when he composed himself, gad gad with a choked voice, he said to Radhika, Boli tuhu bina kahara ras, tuha lagi mor barajabas. O Radhika, without you, where is Rasalila? There is no Rasalila without you. Tuha lagi mor barajabas. I only live in this braj to be with you. I am here. My whole existence is just to be with you. So then, Kamala Manjari was nearby and watching this. Kamala Manjari saw this beautiful meeting. And then that vision of this meeting faded. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that he was Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sitting in his bhajan kutia in Godrum Dweep. And he began to cry. And he said, Eheno Radhika Charnatale. Eheno means that very Radhika. Eino means kind of that sort of Radhika. In other words, that person who is unique and only like Radhika, that very Radhika to whom Krishna confessed this fact, that he lives only for her. Eino Radhika Charnatale, at the lotus feet of Radhika, Bhakti Vinod Kandya Bale, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is now crying and begging for something. Tua Ganamaji Amaragani. O Radhika, please count me among your gan, among your group of gopis. And among that group of gopis, King Kari Kariya, make me your King Kari, make me your Palyadasi, your maidservant, Rako Apani, and protect me. Because the gopis who are younger than Radhika and who are her maidservants, they're called Palyadasis. That means they're not only Dasis, maidservants, but they're Palya, Palan Potion. They are protected, nourished, and loved by Radhika. There's a little slight element of parental mood towards them because they're a little younger. So they're called Palya Dasis. Not only Dasis, maidservants, but Palya, under the protection of Radhika. Gurudev gave the example like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's Naina Mani Manjari. Why? Naina Mani means the jewel of the eye of Radhika. That means that just as without thinking, by a reflex, without any calculation, if anything is moving towards your eye, then the eyelid automatically closes and protects the eye. So in the same way, Radharani has spontaneous feeling to protect Mani Manjari. That Palyadasi. So here, he's saying, Rako means it protect me. So King Kori Koriya Rako Pani, kindly, when his vision of being Kamala Manjari and seeing this beautiful meeting of Radha Krishna disappeared, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was crying, Oh Radhika, please accept me eternally in your group. Not for a moment in a spurt or in a vision. But allow me to enter your group of gopis eternally. And among those gopis, among your gan, like Lalita gan, one group who are under the guidance of a Yudhishthira Radhika, there are some manjaris. Among them, King Kari Koriya Rako Pani. Make me your King Kari, your manjari. And protecting me. This is very beautiful. In poetry there are wonderful reflections. You know, for example, Bahapidam. You know the verse? Fifth verse of Venugi. Bahap. It's the most beautiful verse of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna's Rupa Madhuri. Bahapidam Natavaravapohu Kanayo Kanikaram Vipratbasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayantim Chamalam. It said that Krishna, he's wearing a peacock feather and a Vijayanti garland. So here we have a reflection in the verse. Just as when there's a rainbow in the sky during a storm when the sun is shining, then sometimes that rainbow is reflected the other side of the sky as well. There's a double rainbow. See? So in the same way, Krishna is like, when he approaches the gopis, they see him, he's like a storm, as if a storm is coming. And when a storm comes, the ocean becomes turbulent, so the ocean of love in their heart begins to swell with many waves of sanctuary bhavs. So Krishna's like a storm, and there's a rainbow, there's lightning in the form of his pitambar, dark clouds in the form of his ganasham coloured chest. And there's a rainbow, you know, reflected, if you look at a peacock feather, it has many colours like a rainbow, and that rainbow is reflected down here in his Vaijanti garland. So here, there's a reflection between the words Bahapidam and Vaijayantim Chamalam. You see? Oh, just like the other night, yesterday, the night before last, we discussed the verse Sharadudashaye Sadhu Jata Sat Sarasiyodara Sri Mushadrisha Suratanatate Ashulka Dasika. There's a reflection in this verse, a contrast. On the one hand, gopis are saying, Sri Musha, you stole the goddess of beauty. In other words, she didn't want to come with you, but you took her by force. And on the other hand, Ashulka Dasika, we came to you free of cost. You see, this is the contrast between Sri Musha and Ashulka Dasika. That the gopis are saying, oh Krishna, that tree was very difficult to find because that beauty was hidden in the center of the petals in the middle of an overflowing lake. So that heroine was very difficult to capture. But still you captured her by the beauty of your eyes. So it's not a surprise that you captured our eyes, that you captured our hearts by the beauty of your eyes, because we weren't hidden anywhere. We were just wandering freely in the forest. So it's no surprise that you would capture us. And Varada, give us the benediction of intense desire to meet with you. So it's not our fault that we're in love with you, it's your fault. You should have known better. If the beauty of your eyes can drag the goddess Shri kicking and screaming from a hiding place, then you should have known that we innocent gopis walking around in the open, our hearts will be captured by you, so don't blame us, it's your fault. So here you have this wonderful contrast, a reflection between Sri Musha and Ashoka Dasika. So in this poem, there's a wonderful reflection. Where is it? Can you see it?
A reflection between the contrast of Sri stealing Lakshmi and...
Here, just see. Radhika disappeared from Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna, in a state of utter distraction, began to cry, Deka Diya Radhe Rakhava Pran, O Radhika, please come and save my life. Then, in a solitary place, seeing his pain, Radhika came and embraced Sri Krishna. And Krishna told her, O Radhika, I only exist for you. Now, at the end of the poem, suggested by the Dwani, here, see, Kamala Manjari saw the meeting of Radha and Krishna, and then it disappeared. Then here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, oh, Rakhavapani, please come and save me. In other words, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is now driven to the point of distraction in separation from Radhika. He is expecting that just as you could not tolerate Krishna's separation and you came and saved his life by your embrace, he's expecting that Radhika should come and save his life by internally coming and reviving Kamala Manjari from her fainted condition by her embrace. This is in the Dwani, in the suggestion of the verse. So all the poetry of our acharyas is like this. You can read the poetry and think, well, that's rasik. But the ras is not in the words. The ras is in what they don't say. So we'll complete our... We never even started the class today. Started singing some songs and got lost somewhere in the way. So, Gaura Premanande, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai.